Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome back to another Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top 10. This month in July, our featured artist of the month is none other than Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, which is actually one of our staff's picks. I think it's Vincent. So here you go, Vincent. Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra is commonly abbreviated by fans as Suka Para. It's a Japanese ska and jazz band formed in 1985 by the percussionist Hirokazu Asakura, known professionally as Asa-chan. It's spelled Chang for some reason. At the same time, ska music was virtually unheard of in the live music scene in Japan, and for over 30 years, Suka Para have not only succeeded in popularizing the genre, they have also influenced and inspired musicians across all musical genres throughout Japan. The founder of the band, Asa-chan, left to pursue a solo music career in 1993, but they have consolidated as a musical unit and gone on to even greater success since, with six of the current nine members being original members and the other three having joined in the 1990s. Their musical style incorporates elements of ska, reggae, jazz, and rock, and although many of their songs are instrumental, in keeping with the ska genre, they have collaborated frequently with many guest vocalists including Ringo Shina, Puffy, Koizumi Kyoko, Akira Kobayashi, and Tamio Okuda. With 22 studio albums, 3 soundtrack albums, 5 live albums, and 45 singles to date in their name, Suka Para's music has been featured in films, television dramas, commercials, and even PlayStation games, and their infectious upbeat style has earned them fans around the world. So grab your pork pie hat and put your sunglasses on, and let's explore the world of Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Now, before we continue on with this episode, here is a very important announcement for everyone. Our annual listener survey is now up. We would like to know your opinion on our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant a free $50 USD gift card to a retailer of their choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp. We really do enjoy reading all the feedback we receive in our survey. It helps us to know what you like to listen to or what you don't like to listen to, or in general, just let us know how you feel about all our episodes so far. So yeah. Do fill in this survey for us. Thank you. And we're back with the rest of the episode featuring Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Coming up at number 4 is Wake Up featuring Asian Kung Fu Generation, released in 2014.
Number 4.
しばらく気づかずに歩いてた。この
Wake Up is Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra's 36th single released on 2nd July 2014. It was released as the third and last part of their band collaboration trilogy to mark their 25th anniversary and was preceded by collaborations with 10 Feet and Mongol 800. The band's regular lyricist Atsushi Yanaka, who also plays the baritone saxophone in Tsukapara, collaborated with Asian Kung Fu Generation's Masafumi Goto to create the lyrics for the song. The song was produced by Seiji Kameda, who has also produced other tracks in the band collaboration trilogy series. Before we continue with the rest of this episode, here are more announcements. If you've thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available on our show. We actually now provide monetary rewards to our staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performances on the show. So yeah, come join us, guys. And we're back with the final few songs of the episode. Coming in at number 3 is their song, Hoshi Furu Yoru ni, also known as the Star Spangled Night, featuring Hiroto Komoto on vocals, released in 2006.
Number 3.
Hoshi Furu Yoru ni is Suka Para's 30th single released on 10th May 2006. The guest vocalist featured in this track is Hiroto Komoto, who had a big part in establishing the Japanese punk rock scene as a founding member of the Blue Hearts and the High Lows. The music video for the song was directed by Kensuke Kawamura, who has previously worked on the band's 2003 single, Ginga to Meiro. But before we continue with the rest of this episode, here are more announcements. Want to advertise on our podcast and market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget? Find out full details of how you can do this at jtop10.jp and we'll let you know what kind of advertising plans that we have that will suit your company's needs. And now we're down to our last two songs of the episode. Coming in at number two is Utsukushiku Moeru Mori, also known as The Beautiful Burning Forest, released in 2002.
Number two.
Tomorrow.
Utsukushiku Moeru Mori is Suka Para's 22nd single released on 14th February 2002. Ooh, a Valentine song. The guest vocalist is Tamio Okuda, who later went on to collaborate with the band again on their 2010 single, Ryusei to Barado. The song was featured on the TV commercial campaign for Kirin Beer called Kirin Chuhai Hyoketsu Kaju. It was also used as the opening theme song for the Asahi television series, Tōzai Genin Ikinari Futari Tabi television series, which ran from 2011 to 2013. And here is our final announcement of the episode. Do you want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? There's actually 12. Please join our Patreon club and become a Patreon Star or Patreon Platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. For full details, check out our website at jtop10.jp/club. And our final track of the episode is Ribbon, featuring Kazutoshi Sakurai on vocals, released just last year in 2019.
Number 1.
Oh,
Ribbon is Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra's more or less later releases, just released last year on 7th August 2019, which is their 45th single and also was released to commemorate their 30th anniversary of their debut. The song features Kazutoshi Sakurai, the lead vocalist and principal songwriter for the most awesome pop rock band ever, Mr. Children. Sakurai first collaborated with the band on stage at the AP Bank Fest in 2018 and later said he would like to do something for them to mark their 30th anniversary. This clearly became the catalyst of his involvement in the song. The music video for Ribbon was directed by Hidenobu Tanabe, who has worked with countless other artists including Aimyon, Akai Koen, Ken Hirai, and Superfly, and the video was filmed in one cut without any edits. In May 2020, just recently, Ribbon was featured in the Kirin Beer television commercial campaign titled Bieru wa Itsumo. And I've got a little bit more extra on this episode, so if you do not know what AP Bank Fest is, it's actually a music festival. Now, AP Bank, or Artist Power, or the Alternative Power Bank, is a non-profit organization and also a bank, an actual bank, founded in 2003 by Takeshi Kobayashi, Kazutoshi Sakurai from Mr. Children, and none other than Ryuichi Sakamoto. So this bank is an entity that's dedicated to fund small community businesses and focus on funding and promoting environmental-focused projects such as building wind turbines as a source of renewable energy. And AP Bank Fest is actually an annual multi-purpose outdoor music festival that features a wide variety of areas to teach all their guests and fans who come to the concerts about environmental issues such as sustainable development, natural farming, and renewable energy issues like solar power. And if you've ever heard of the music supergroup Bank Band, this is where they originated from. So today you have learned this little bit of information. Well guys, I've had the most fun recording this Artist of the Month episode. I think it's been a long time, I think, since I've actually done one of these. Yeah, I'm still around, I'm JTOP10. I've just mainly been collaborating a lot with Andy on other cultural episodes on JTOP10. But yeah, it's been fun coming back to the AOTM stuff. I love Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Not a super big fan, but I love their work and I always like their kind of music. It's like the kind of music that makes you really happy all the time. And I love all the vocal work that is featured on all their tracks. I know it's mostly men, but when they get the women vocalists on it, I'm like, yes, it's so, so good. Yeah, and that's it for this episode featuring Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. I hope that you enjoyed it. And I believe in the next coming episode after this, Eric and Anna will be joining you guys to bring you some of the hottest summer songs of the year. For our Patreon donors, you get up to 20 songs on the episode, but for everyone else, you get a top 10 instead. So remember, if you want a full entire episode, join our Patreon Donors Club. And yeah, until next time guys, take care, wash your hands, everything, and happy summer! Bye! Japan Top 10.